One DJ with a microphone and two turntables waking up the world through the power of music, believing one day the world will unite through sound to overcome the oppression found around right now. The kingdom of heaven is real, and together we'll get there. DJ King Worldwide.
Hey, what's going on inside the Holy Land? This is the one, the only DJ King Worldwide. Make sure to play this on loud as you can in every single car stereo, every single speaker you got, every radio station, every single way in which sound's transmitted. Let's play this broadcast. Do not forget to visit my website, www.thekingdomofjudah.com. I'm going to be putting on there my recent court battle, and I'm also going to put on there some scriptures, me teaching the scriptures, so stay tuned. There's lots coming on the website, www.thekingdomofjudah.com. Oh, come,
Rejoice! ready for the final
Shea, and the one before it was Tommy Prophet with O Come Emmanuel. Our reading today is out of Mark chapter 4. And this is Emmanuel while he was teaching. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude. So he entered into a ship, and he sat at the sea, and the whole multitude by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, "Everyone, behold, there went out a sower to sow." Okay, he's talking about a farmer, like someone with seed. "And it came to pass, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside," like where there was nowhere to grow. "And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Now right here, he's talking about when you cast out the word of God to these unbelievers who have already been taught by Satan to believe a certain way, then quickly Satan's little things are going to come back. "Oh, we landed on the moon," or whatever lie it is, and it's going to take the seed quickly from them. I've seen it happen thousands of times in my life. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's the sad part. It's like, dude, you could jump up and down and do jumpa jacks in front of them and say, "Yo, I'm telling you the truth." But they already believe a certain way. So it's like, we got to stop that right at the root, right when it gets taught. "And some fell on stony ground where it had much earth, and immediately it sprang up." So it was happy. It was like, yeah, I'm springing up. "But because it had no depthness of earth," okay, it didn't remain there. Okay, so it sprang up, but it went a little too far out of the soil because it had no depthness of earth. So it's like, this is what happens when you tell someone the word of God, and they're like, "Wow, that's powerful. That's amazing." But then when they try to like stand up on their own, persecution quickly comes, which is set up by Satan, and it knocks them back down. It's like, "No, you won't talk about God. You can't talk about God here. There's no talking about God." That's how it works. And if you're alone, then they got you. But if you're in a group, they definitely don't got you. All right. So that one sprang up. So that's the people that fell on stony ground, the seed that fell on stony ground. All right. It was scorched. It had no root. All right. "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked it out." So the seed that grows among thorns, those are the people that care about the world, care about the riches, and something just leads them astray. It doesn't matter. They're growing. Like, they know the truth, but something's just leading them astray from actually laying down everything for God. And it's tough. I understand it's a tough decision, But there's nothing that Satan has. Satan don't even own anything. It's like a debt-based system. It's like all the land is God's, so everything on it is God's. And what is he going to give you? He doesn't own nothing. All right. And others fell on good ground. All right. So these people, they heard the word. They received it with joy. They stood up for the light. They became the light of the world. And some caused 30 people to ignite, some 60 and some 100. So be that light. Shalom.
Oh, Elohai, Shiuki Gado, Elohai, Kol Chadile, Ki Gado.
בחלוני אני רואה רחוב כמו נהר גואה ואנשים לעבודת יומם הולכים ותינוקות של בית רבן עם הילקות שעל גבן ובידיהם כמה אלפי הדס פורחים פתאום זה בא ומתבהר ולעצמי אני אומר לא, 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 לא תנצחו אותי לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר לא, 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 לא תנצחו אותי לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר.
בחלוני אני רואה מטוס ממריא, מטוס דואר, ומתחבר בעננים הרחוקים.
אני שומע מכונה במנגינה הנכונה שמתגלגלת בחוצות ובשלטים, אבל פתאום זה מתבהר ולעצמי אני אומר, לא, 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 לא תנצחו אותי, לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר. לא, 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 תנצחו אותי, לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר. מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר. לא, לא, לא תנצחו אותי, לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר. לא, לא, לא תנצחו אותי, לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר. לא מנצחים אותי כל כך מהר.
עוד קצת קאווה, עוד קצת קאווה, עוד קצת קאווה, עוד קצת קאווה,
Yeah. Remember, this is the one, the only DJ King Worldwide. That's our show for today. This is me signing off. Remember to keep the Holy Land holy, a place for great kids to build and love and enjoy their life, and all the children of Israel to enjoy their life. And don't take one thing for granted, because it could all be different tomorrow. Shalom.